Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Uh-huh.
Here's the good news.
And a Thursday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
The news. Now reporting with even more feeling for every story. Hey, Hanksters. Feeling the love out there as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page. Jump in. Let us know what you think sharp cheddar cheese will do. Will it float? Will it sink?
Let's start right out. Let's do it. Hey, what happened?
Well, last night, President Trump addressed the nation and talked about the war in Iran. And now gas prices and oil prices immediately went up afterwards. So I don't know if that was the intent. But it did keep waiting for it. It was less than an hour this time. But I was just waiting at the end for something like And as we mentioned yesterday, heads up, it'll happen in our area anywhere from about 10 a.m. to 12:30 today. And that would be the test of the emergency alert system. And this will also include probably bugging you on your phone. So just a heads up on that.
Can they get into my Facebook while they're at it? Could we call an emergency for that?
Maybe. You've been informed, America.
So Prince Philip did not leave this life in a formal, quiet, fancy manner. Mm-mm. He was a man's man that took life by the horns. Sources say that he popped down to his private bar in the Oak Room the night before he passed away for a beer. All by myself. Get out of my hair, kids. Word is he had to escape the nurses to do this. The Queen was furious. And the following morning, he said, I don't feel too good. Passed away 20 minutes later. He'd actually been battling prostate cancer since 2013 before he passed in 2021. Meanwhile, rumors are swirling that things were not good between Harry and his grandma. And apparently, she would have a witness every time that she would either speak to him on the phone or otherwise, just to have it all locked down about what was said.
Sounds like that family needs to go hang out in Prince Philip's underground bar.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Chill out a little bit. One guy that doesn't, Tiger Woods. So that arraignment is set in court for April 23rd. And after, you know, he was found with a hydrocodone and whatnot after flipping his Land Rover, he is going to rehab. But to do that, he is going to travel out of the country and was given the right to do that because, you know, he's, you know, kind of going to trial or something like that. Wants a jury trial, in fact. So, yeah, he's going to do his rehab somewhere out of the country for privacy concerns. So, well, let's hope he's not driving there.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. Travis Kelce, the bachelor party before he marries Taylor Swift, reportedly this June. Apparently, it's set for the Bahamas.
Oh.
Insiders say it's going to be a quick, chill trip with his homies at the end of May. Golfing with his brother Jason. They'll probably do a podcast because that's kind of what they do now. Mm. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on the plan. They want to rent a large villa, golf by day, and dine at home.
Okay, didn't we just have recently a football player of note do a bachelor slash that was the dual bachelorette party too.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
No, it's I mean
whatever. Rich people gonna rich people.
Also
everyone's
saying,
invited.
That got immense pain.
I don't think we're gonna be able to do that.
Ending that engagement. Let's be careful.
Best of luck to them. While we're on this topic,
time to talk about sports.
Yes. Let's keep it going. A first in Major League Baseball happened last night. It was with two outs in the top of the ninth inning at Camden Yards, the Orioles playing host to your Texas Rangers. And this year is the first year where they're using, for the strike zone, what they call the ABS, Automated Ball Strike Challenge System. Mm. So there's still an umpire human behind the plate, just like always. But, you know, they sometimes get it wrong, frequently depending. So now they have a player can challenge on either team or the manager to see if it's a ball or strike. Goes to a robot call. And last night, it went against your Rangers because There were already two outs in the ninth.
Oh, but Sayo's going to challenge.
Yep.
Well, why not? We have not seen a challenge for the win. Yes! The first ever ABS challenge.
So there you go. First time a robot has ever ended a baseball game. And, of course, it happens against your Texas Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Of course it would be the Rangers.
Thanks, Cowboy Mike.
Way to make history, kids.
So does this sound right or not? FIFA, the talk of the town. Misses bumbling up our roads in downtown Fort Worth. A lot of countries are boycotting all these games. But will Japan be one of them? Apparently, they're now ticked off at the marketing materials for AT&T Stadium that read Dallas Stadium. So they're threatening to boycott the games. Say they take geography very, very seriously.
Yeah.
Even go so far as to accuse them of geographic misappropriation.
Well, you don't
issuing
want that.
A press release
saying
that Arlington is nobody's bleep suburb. But some barbecue would go a long way to ease all this. This was issued on April 1st.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was
April Fool!
I'm wondering about this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I think you got God. And just also, that's okay. Yeah. I thought Jack Ingram was retiring from touring yesterday, too. And that was also.
Yeah. Maddie,
April Fool's.
Call me. We need to.
Hate
get
doing
together.
Show prep the day after April Fool's
it's
Day.
Guess, but come
no
on.
Idea what's going on.
That's enough.
This did happen. Megan Thee Stallion was doing a Broadway show last week. It's the Moulin Rouge, which, like a quarter of the way into it, she stopped, went off stage, and didn't come back.
Oh.
And now she's taking some time off due to exhaustion. Megan Thee Stallion. So I don't think she's going to make the Derby this year. That's unfortunate. And then a new streaming app will supposedly help preschoolers put down their screens, which is weird because it itself requires screen time. So I don't.
KB and Heather Lee.
Yeah.